是诗班的献唱。
We thank the music from the choir.
他们的水平相当的高。
They have a very high standard.
今天难得说他们唱的时候把他们整个人也唱在里面。
It's not easy when they're singing, they devote all themselves into it.
我们教会的信仰当中有四个重要的节日。
There are four important occasions in our church belief.
第一个是圣诞节。
The first is Christmas.
我们庆祝救主的诞生。
We celebrate the birth of our Savior.
第二个是受难节。
The second is the suffering, Good Friday.
耶稣为罪人代死。
Jesus died for the sinners.
第三个是复活节。
So the third is Easter.
他证明他是神的儿子。
He proved that he is Son of God.
第四个我们平常比较少庆祝的。
The fourth we usually do not celebrate much.
叫做五旬节。
It's the Pentecost.
五旬的意思是五十天。
It means 50 days.
耶稣复活以后50天。
50 days after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
圣灵进入每一个信徒的心中。
Spirit entered all disciples.
我们今天也有圣灵，信徒的人有圣灵与他同在。
Today, for all believers, Spirit is with them.
但最难得的，在一个星期当中，同时有受难节跟复活节。
But the most important is in 1 week there is both the Good Friday and the Resurrection Easter.
一个小女孩跟她的父母亲在家里看一个受难节跟复活节的影片。
There was a little girl who was watching the movie regarding Good Friday and Easter with her parents.
虽然这个小女孩对这个故事很熟悉。
Even though this little girl is very familiar with the story.
但她看到罗马兵丁用皮鞭把耶稣打得皮破血流。
When he saw the Roman soldiers used this scorching Jesus that broken his skin.
然后用一个金鸡编成的冠冕硬把戴在他的头上。
And put on his head a crown made of a stone.
然后强迫他背着十字架去加略山。
And forced him to carry his own cross.
这个小女儿心里很难过，眼泪一直流下来。
So this girl felt very sorrow. Great sorrow, so he started crying.
然后耶稣被钉在十字架。
Then Jesus was nailed on the cross.
死了。
Died.
被人取下来。
And was taken down from the cross.
埋在坟墓里面。
Buried.
慢慢的，影片里面暗淡下来，黑暗下来。
Gradually, the movie went dark.
然后隔了一阵子。
After a while.
有轻快的音乐出来了。
There is a light music started.
影片里面你也看到一个太阳快要上升了。
It begins to see a sun rising in the movie.
这个小女孩很兴奋。
So this little girl was very excited.
不再哭了。
She's no longer crying.
她告诉她的爸妈。
She told her parents.
用英文讲的。
She spoke in English.
她说, Here comes the good part.
现在是好的部分。
好的，这一部分要来了。Here's
the good part.
如果耶稣没有复活，If
Jesus did not resurrect,
只有那个坏的部分。We
only have the bad part.
只有那个悲伤的部分。Only
the part of sorrow.
没有那个好的部分。Does
not have the good part.
保罗说得好啊。Paul
said well.
若基督没有复活，If
Jesus did not resurrect,
我们所传的便是枉然。What
we preach would be in vain.
我们所信的也是枉然。
What we believe would be in vain.
如果基督没有复活,
If Jesus not risen,
我们上当了,
we fall for the wrong path.
我们白信了,
we say our faith is in vain.
我们给人骗了,
we were deceived.
但基督复活了,
But Jesus resurrected.
他战胜死亡的毒钩啊,
She triumphed over the sin of death.
他证明他是神的儿子。
He proved that he is the Son of God.
今天我信息的重点,
the main points of the message today
不是要来证明耶稣复活,
is not to prove that he is risen.
因为证明耶稣复活,
because if to prove that he is risen,
只要你肯花点脑筋,
you need to spend some energy.
只要你肯花点时间,
as long as you want to spend some time,
你发现不是一件很难的事,
you will discover it not very difficult.
我今天信息的重点,
the main points of my message today.
耶稣复活以后,
after he resurrected,
对你我有什么意义?
What does it mean for you and me?
耶稣复活以后,
after his resurrection,
不管你认识他不认识他,
whether you know him or not,
究竟对你我有什么影响?
What's the impact on us?
今天我们看马太福音28章,
today we're going to study Matthew chapter 28.
这边很容易地把它分成三大段,
we can easily divide this into three major parts.
每一段都有一个主角或几位主角,
every section there is either one main character or several.
第一大段的主角是妇女们,
so the first section, the main characters are women.
第二大段是不信的人,
the second section is unbelievers.
第三段是主他自己,
the third section is the Lord himself.
那我们看第一大段,
let's look at the first section.
门徒们的相遇,
the encounters of the disciples.
我们先看和天使,
let's look at the angel.
这是第一节到第六节,
that's verse 1 to 6.
安息日将近, 也就是礼拜六快要完了,
it means that the Saturday is going to be over.
七日的头一日, 就是礼拜天的, 就是这个礼拜天,
the first day of the seventh day is the Sunday.
我们中国认为, 中国人认为礼拜天是一个礼拜最后一天,
the Chinese think that Sunday is the last day of the week.
犹太人礼拜天是第一天, 这个礼拜的头一天,
but for the Jews, Sunday is the first day of the week.
天快亮的时候, 摩大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看父母, 这边我们看到两个玛利亚,
here we see two Marys.
一个已经有告诉我们是谁,
one, they told us who that Mary is,
是摩大拉的玛利亚,
is Magdalene.
另外一个我没有讲,
the other one they did not specify.
我们需要回到前面的圣经节,
we need to go back to the previous passages.
我们需要到27章,
we should go back to chapter
27:56. 所以这个没有说的玛利亚是约雅各和约西的妈妈,
so this Mary was not specified is the mother of James and Joseph.
他们一清早就来了坟墓旁边,
they came early in the morning to the graveyard.
第二节,忽然地大震动, 因为有主的使者从天上下来, 把石头滚开坐在上面, 这平常是个圆形的石头,
usually this rock is a round shape.
是个很重的石头,
it's very heavy.
它的目的是要把坟墓的门口堵住了,
the purpose is to block the entrance to the grave.
要把这个木头打开, 需要好几个人用特别的工具才可以把它滚开,
if you want to move this rock, you need to have many people use special tools to roll it over.
但这个石头滚开了,
but this stone was rolled.
我们不晓得它怎么发生的,
we don't know how did it happen.
是不是因为地震的缘故,
because of earthquake,
还是天使用手把它滚开,
or because the angel used their hands to move it.
为什么要把石头滚开?
Why did they have to roll away the stone?
是要让耶稣可以出来吗?
Is that because to let Jesus come out?
不是的,
no.
耶稣已经出来了,
Jesus is already out.
耶稣他复活的身体是个荣耀的身体,
the resurrected body of Jesus is a glorious body.
是个不会朽坏的身体,
it's imperishable.
是可以穿墙而过的身体,
so it can go through the wall.
天使把这个石头被滚开,
so the stone was rolled by the angel.
是要让这些妇女们跟以后的门徒们可以看得见里面是空的,
so that the women and the later the disciples can see that the grave is empty.
第三节形容这个天使,
the third verse describes this angel.
他的相貌如同闪电,
so his look lightning.
圣经里面常常提到天使出现的时候, 带着神的荣耀,
so the Bible always says that when angels appear, they have the glory of God.
然后他说衣裳洁白如雪,
so they have their clothes is pure as white as the snow.
白色代表神的圣洁及纯净,
so the white cover represents God's holiness and pure.
让人知道说这位天使这位送信人是从神来的。
So let you know this messenger came from God.
那么第四节说看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤甚至和死人一样马太这边讲得很有意思。
So Matthew describes it very interesting here.
你有没有想过这个问题啊?
Have you thought this question?
如果一个人浑身颤抖,
if someone who is shaking,
那他就不是死人了,
then he's not a dead person.
如果一个人是死人的话,
if he's dead, how can he be shaking?
马太是要说什么?
So we don't know what Matthew is saying.
我想他是要告诉我们,
I think he's telling us.
这些守望的兵兵起先吓得半死。All
the guards were scared to death.
因为后来吓到太过分了。Because
they were scared so much.
他们整个人瘫痪了。So
they become paralyzed.
他们好像整个人失去知觉一样。So
they lost the senses.
第五节,天使对妇女说,不要害怕,我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣,他不在这里,照他所说的已经复活了。 好像天使也稍微提醒他们,
the angel reminds them,
甚至温和地责备他们,
and gently scolding them.
耶稣复活你们忘记了吗?
That you forget that Jesus resurrected.
不要惊奇,
don't be surprised.
他已经告诉你们了,
he already told you.
难道你们忘记了吗?
That have you forgotten?
好,第六节后半边,
the second half,
你们来看安放主的地方。 他邀请说你们进来看,
he invited them, she invited them to come in.
妇女们进去,
the women came.
他们看到坟墓里面的确是空的,
they saw the tomb was indeed empty.
我不晓得他们当时的表情怎么样,
I don't know how they reacted.
我想他们一定有点神魂颠倒,
I think they may be fascinated.
但是天使提醒他们, 你们不能久待在沉迷这个好消息当中啊。
Angel reminded, you cannot stay in this good news.
第七节, 快去告诉他的门主说, 他从死里复活了。
So he said, quickly go tell the disciples that he has risen from the dead.
他要把这消息赶快告出去。
They have to quickly tell the news.
并且在你们以先往加利利去, 在那里你们要见他, 看哪我已经告诉你们了。 去加利利,耶稣过去已经讲过,
Jesus has told them in the past he's going to go to Galilee.
那我们看26章32节,
let's go to chapter 26 verse 32.
26章32节,
26:32.
但我复活以后, 要在你们以先往加利利去。 主已经告诉他们,
Lord has told them,
现在这就天使再提醒他们,
once again the angel reminds them,
耶稣要在那边跟他们见面,
Jesus is going to meet them there.
我在这件事情上看到我们主耶稣的恩典跟怜悯,
in this matter I can see the mercy and the grace of our Lord Jesus.
这些门徒对耶稣不忠贞啊,
those disciples were not faithful to Jesus.
他们每个人都离弃主啊,
they all have deserted the Lord.
每个人只顾自己的生命,
they are only taking care of their own life.
这几天来, 他们一定害怕, 担心,
in those past days, they must be scared and worried.
他们也非常的烦恼, 苦闷,
they've been very troubled.
主没有延长他们受苦的时间,
but Lord did not extend their miserable.
一有机会就要这妇女们赶快告诉他,
as long as there's opportunity, they told those women to tell them quickly.
第八节,
so verse 8,
妇女们就急忙离开坟墓, 又害怕又大大的欢喜。 我想英文说他一个mixed emotion,
他们感情很复杂,
又高兴又害怕,
they're scared and they're happy.
然后说他们跑着去,
they ran.
为什么不走呢?
Why don't they walk?
这个好消息等不住了。
So this is good news. They cannot.
赶快去告诉这些门徒,
they'll quickly tell the disciples.
这些妇女是首先被差派去传讲耶稣复活的人。
Those women were the first sent to proclaim Jesus is risen.
你可能会问说, 为什么神讲这个好消息, 先要妇女去做呢?
You may ask, why does God let the good news to be proclaimed by women?
为什么不叫门徒去做呢?
Why don't ask the disciples?
有人说,
Someone says,
因为这些妇女对神忠心,
Because those women are loyal to God.
只有他们的男亲友在耶稣十字架的旁边,
They were the only ones stayed at the cross.
除了约翰以外,没有人敢去,
There's no other disciple except John.
并且他们一大早又来坟墓,
And they came to the tomb early in the morning.
有可能是对的,
It's possible they're right.
教会里面许多姐妹的确比弟兄更爱主,
In the church, many sisters love the Lord better than the brothers.
也有人说,
Someone says,
因为神喜欢拣选软弱的, 叫那强壮的羞愧啊。
Because God wants to choose the weak to shame the strong.
也有人说,
Someone says,
因为死由那位在园中的女人开始, 所以啊, 新生命, 也应该向这些在园中的女人宣布。
Because death starts from the woman that was in the garden. Therefore, new life should be from the women in the garden now.
也有人说,
Someone also says,
最深的悲伤, 配得最大的喜乐。
So the worst sorrow deserves the greatest joy.
至高的爱配得至高的特权。
The highest love reserves the greatest privilege.
这些话都有道理。
They all make sense.
但似乎最明显的一件事情,
But the most obvious,
这些妇女能够首先听到天使宣布耶稣的复活,
Those women can first heard the angels proclaiming Jesus' resurrection.
只是因为他们在那里。
Because, only because they were there.
如果门徒也在那里,
If the disciples were there,
如果彼得约翰也在那里,
If Peter and John were there,
他们会同样的直接的听到这个好消息,
They would also personally hear the good news.
他们不需要间接的听到这个好消息,
They do not need to hear indirectly.
这告诉你我一件事,
So this tells you and me one matter.
当一个信徒更亲近主,
When a disciple is closer to God,
当一个信徒更亲近神的工作,
When a disciple is close to God's ministry,
他将有更多的机会直接的看见跟经历神的大能跟工作。
He will have more opportunity to either see or experience God's great power and ministry.
如果当神的儿女聚会的时候,
If when the God's children meet,
你在那里,
You are there.
如果当神的话语被教导的时候,
If when God's words were taught,
你在那里,
You were there.
如果当人的灵魂被神拯救的时候,
If when man's soul was saved by God,
你在那里,
You were there.
如果当人不知道如何转进需要帮忙的时候,
If a man doesn't know what to do, need help,
你在那里,
And You were there.
那你经常会直接的看见跟直接的经历神跟他的大能。
Then you can often personally see and experience God's great power.
我们再看这些妇女和主的相遇。
We saw the encounters between the women and God, the Lord.
第9节到第10节。
Verse 9 to 11.
忽然耶稣遇见他们说, 愿你们平安。 请问是什么时候发生的?
When did this happen?
什么时候他们遇见主啊?
When did they meet Christ?
就是他们遵守天使的话语在回去的路上。
It's when they obeyed the words of angel on their way back.
许多人说我希望经历神呢。
Someone says, I want to experience God.
我希望遇见神呢。
I want to meet God.
你知道吗? 你需要遵守神的话语。
You know that? You need to obey God's words.
你只是同意神的话语没有用。
Just to agree with God's words is not enough.
如果这些妇女同意天使所讲, 但是按兵不动啊, 他们没有办法遇见主。
If those women, they agree with what the angel said, but they did not move, they would not meet God.
然后, 耶稣对他们说, 愿你们平安, 愿你们平安, 这个希腊话, Kairos, 也可以翻成 Hail or Rejoice, 就是说愿你们喜乐。
This means that may you have joy.
然后他们就上前抱住他的脚拜他。
So they hold on to his knees and worship him.
第十节，耶稣对他们说：“不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。”如果你把第十节跟第七节比较的话
，If I compare verse 10 and verse 7,
把耶稣讲的话跟天使讲的话比较的话
，If I compare what the angel said and what Jesus said,
你会发现耶稣似乎没有增加修改什么。
You may discover Jesus didn't change or add or delete anything.
似乎只是重复而已啊。
Seems just only repeated.
但耶稣修改了一个很重要的字。
But there's one important word Jesus changed.
第七节说是门徒。
The verse 7 says disciple.
第十节说是弟兄。
So in verse 10 it says brethren.
弟兄是个很亲密的称呼。
The brother is a more intimate calling.
门徒是有点师生的关系，比较正式的。
The disciple is more formal relationship between teachers and students.
耶稣在预计到。
Jesus anticipated.
当门徒听到妇女们的报告
，When the disciples heard reports from the women,
他们会什么样的反应
？What? How are they going to react?
这些门徒们在耶稣最需要的时候否认他。
Those disciples denied him when Jesus needed them the most.
这些人在耶稣最困难的时候离弃他。
So they deserted him.When Jesus most difficult time.
这时候听到耶稣真的复活。
Now they heard Jesus truly is risen.
一定会觉得羞耻、后悔跟惧怕。
They must feel the shame, regret, and fear.
我怎么能再见那个主呢
？How can I see the Lord again?
所以主要妇女转达一句话。
So God and Lord want the women to give a message.
你们是我的弟兄。
You are my brother.
我们的主是有恩典的主。
Our Lord is graceful.
请问我们今天有没有人呢
？Is there anyone in our midst today?
当你过去面对试探的时候
，When you were facing temptations in the past,
你曾经抛弃遗弃
，You have deserted.
你为了自己的利益。
For your own benefit.
你为了自己的名声。
For your own reputation.
你为了自己的计划。
For your own plan.
为了自己的前途啊。
For your own future.
你否认主。
You denied Lord.
如果是这样。
If this is true.
当你想到这位复活的主。
When you thought about this resurrected Lord.
你可能觉得很丢脸。
You may feel very shame.
觉得很后悔。
You may regret.
你也觉得惧怕。
You may be fearful.
但请你不要害怕。
But don't be afraid.
如果你也愿意去加利利等他
，If you are also willing to wait him in Galilee，
他也一样的会叫你说你是他的弟兄
，He will also call you that you are his brother。
他一样的叫你你是他的一个姐妹
，He will also call you that you are one of his sister。
如果你的心愿意去到那个悔改的地方
，If you are willing to go to the place for repentance，
他会一样的对你说
，He will also say to you，
愿你们平安
，May you have peace。
不要害怕。
Don't be afraid.
那我们看第二个大点。
That's the second point.
不相信人的谎言。
The unbelievers' lie.
我们先看这个兵丁的报告。
Now look at these soldiers' report.
他们去的时候，十一节，看守的兵有几个进城去，将所经历的事都报给祭司长。你可能会说奇怪，为什么他们报给祭司长
？You may be questioning why would they report the chief priest？
祭司长是犹太人
，He's a Jewish。
为什么兵丁不报给自己的长官
？Why would the guard go to report their own officer？
两个原因
，There are two reasons。
第一个原因
，The first，
在27:65。
You can find that in chapter 27 verse 65。
27:65。
27:65。
比拉多说：“你们有看守的兵，去吧，尽你们所能的，保守妥当。”比拉多已经答应把这一队的兵丁分派给犹太人管了。
So Pilate already agreed to send this group of guards to help the Jews.
由犹太人来指挥啊。
Let the Jews.Control them, direct them.
第二个原因呢
？The second reason.
兵丁知道比拉多的个性呢
The character knows, these guards know the character of the power.
他是很急性的人啊,
he's a very impatient.
现在就告诉说犯人不见了,
if now you tell them the criminal is disappeared,
凶多吉少啊,
they're not going to have a good luck.
他们最好先找犹太人官长商量一下,
they better go to talk to the Jews first.
12节,
so verse 12,
祭司长和长老聚集商议, 就拿许多的银钱给兵丁说, 你们要这样说, 夜间我们睡觉的时候, 他的门徒来把他偷去了。 我想给的这个数目一定是不少啊。
I think this is a very large sum of money.
因为要买兵丁的口啊。
They were, because they were going to buy the heads of those guards.
并且当时兵丁可能一个有12人到16个人左右啊。
There may be 12 to 16 people guards.
需要买很多人的口啊。
You have to buy many heads.
然后14节, 倘若这话被巡抚听见, 被比拉多听见, 有我们劝他, 保你们无事。 我不晓得他们打算怎么劝比拉多。
I don't know how they're going to win Pilate over.
也许用以前的老方法,
maybe it's an old method.
威胁他,
threaten him.
就是因为他们威胁比拉多, 比拉多决定把耶稣钉十字架。
It's because they threatened him, that's why Pilate gave Jesus to them.
如果威胁不行的话, 可能要送比拉多一笔更大的银钱呢。
If the threat doesn't work, they'll give Pilate a great amount of money.
但是他们想到说这个反应有个大漏洞啊。
But they thought in their lives there may be a loophole.
他们没有想到这一点。
They didn't think about it.
你想想看,有谁要偷耶稣的身体?
Think, who's going to want to steal the body?
只有两组人,
there are only two groups of people.
一组是耶稣的敌人,
one is his enemy.
一组是耶稣的门徒,
one will be his disciple.
他的敌人不会去偷他的尸体啊,
his enemy is not going to try to steal the body.
因为自找麻烦,
because they're looking trouble for themselves.
耶稣说我要复活, 你把我自己偷走, 不是正成就他的话吗?
So Jesus, I'm going to resurrect and come to steal my body. Wouldn't you fulfill my what I proclaim?
门徒们呢?
How about the disciples?
他们不会去偷啊。
They're not going to go to steal.
他们根本不相信耶稣会复活啊。
They don't even believe Jesus can resurrect.
他们也不敢去偷啊。
They wouldn't dare to.
他们每个人都躲起来啊。
现在不会去面对这些罗马的兵丁。They're not going to face those guards, Roman guards.
但假设,
just let's assume.
假设门徒们, 成功的把耶稣的尸体偷走,
just assume the disciples successfully stole the body.
那表示耶稣没有复活了。
That would mean Jesus did not resurrect.
那想想看,
then you think.
有哪一个门徒,
which disciple?
以后会为个死人而殉难呢?
Would like to be martyred for a dead person.
何况,
not only,
如果真是门徒把耶稣的尸体偷走啊,
if the, truly the disciples has stolen the body,
那犹太人的领袖们呢?
Then the Jewish leaders,
总有方法, 迟早会找到那个尸体啊,
they will have a way to find the body.
我们说重赏之下一定有通风报信的人呢。
So if you give a high reward, there were people to help you to find them.
这个编造出来的谎言呢,
so what their lies,
可以一下子骗骗人,
you can deceive people for a short while.
但像我们中国俗语所说的,
just like what the Chinese says,
弄巧成拙,
so they thought they would do something smart, but they actually failed.
反而加强这个复活的可能性,
actually it is enhanced the possibility of resurrection.
15节,
so verse 15,
兵丁受了银钱, 就照所吩咐他们的去行, 这话就传说在犹太人中间, 直到今日, 直到今日是哪一天?
It's to this day, which day?
是马太写, 马太福音的时候,
it's the time when Matthew wrote the gospel according to Matthew.
是耶稣复活以后20年。
So it's about 20 years after the resurrection of Jesus.
但是人就很容易受骗了。
But people are easily deceived.
类似的谎言一直传到今天。
Such lies even continue to today.
我们看第三个大点。
As a third point.
16节到18节。
From verse 16 to 18.
这段话我们常常被称为大使命。
So this is often called the Great Command.
我们先看谁是这个领受这个命令的人，领受人。
Let's see, who are the recipients of this command?
这是16节到18节。
That's verse 16-18.
十一节说，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上。马太这边提到十一个人。
Here Matthew mentioned 11 people.
是不是真有十一个人
？Are they truly 11?
还是没有超过十一个人
？Or less than 11?
不是
，Or just 11?
不是的
，No.
因为你记得吗？第七节的时候，天使要妇女们去。
You remember in verse 7, the angel told the women to go.
这些爱主的妇人也会去。
So those women who love the Lord will be there.
并且
And
如果只是耶稣要跟着十一个人见面
If Jesus is only going to meet with the 11,
那在耶路撒冷就好了。
They can just meet in Jerusalem.
为什么老远跑到加利利
But do they have to go far away to Galilee?
走路要差不多一个礼拜的时间。
They have to walk about a week.
然后见了耶稣
and then they meet with Jesus.
又要赶快赶回来、啊、
They have to come back again.
又是一个礼拜的时间
That's not a week.
因为耶稣要在橄榄山升天了
Because Jesus is going to ascend on Mount Olive.
那在耶路撒冷见面就好了
They can just meet in Jerusalem.
因为耶稣许多的门徒是在加利利
Because many of the disciples are in Galilee.
耶稣曾经向500多个人显现过
Jesus has appeared to 500 people.
这些门徒是在加利利。
All those disciples live in Galilee.
耶稣要把他的大使命告诉每一位门徒。
So Jesus wants to tell his great command to every disciple.
十七节，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。这句话有点惊奇。
So this verse 17 seems to be surprising.
马太没有说是谁在疑惑。
Matthew didn't say who is in doubt.
他疑惑什么
？What is he doubt about?
这十一个门徒跟一些妇女们在另外一个场合里面已经见了耶稣。
This 11 disciple and the women has already met with Jesus in a different occasion.
在还没有去加利利之前。
Before they went to Galilee.
所以他们没有疑惑。
So they have no doubt.
马太没有说是谁啊。
Matthew didn't say who that is.
我想他们所疑惑的。
I think what their doubts are,
那么多人,
so many people,
耶稣站在面前,
Jesus stood before them.
这个人真的是, 肉体复生的耶稣吗?
Is this the true Jesus, that body resurrected?
还是个冒牌的人?
Or is it an imposter?
特别站在比较后面的,
Especially those who wait behind them.
没有办法看得那么清楚啊。
They couldn't see very clear.
真是这个人吗?
Is that truly him?
我一定要看到那个证据，我才能够肯定啊。
I have to see some proof before I can be confirmed.
那么你看十八节。
Now you see verse 18.
耶稣近前来。
Jesus came up.
有些翻译说耶稣来接近他们呢。
It says some translation Jesus came near to them.
如果是十一个门徒的话，我们大家排排坐就好，不需要再近前来了。
If there's only 11 people, we don't need to come too closer.
当耶稣近前来的时候
But when Jesus came up,
这些有疑惑的人
For those who are doubtful,
他们再次听到耶稣那个熟悉的声音
Once again, they hear the familiar voices of Jesus.
他们再次看见耶稣他们所熟悉的姿态、啊、
And they can also see the familiar posture of Jesus.
这些疑惑不见了
So all those doubts disappeared.
然后耶稣十八节讲了一句非常重要的话。
So in verse 18, Jesus said something very important.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。如果这句话是真的
，If this is true,
如果这句话真的像耶稣所讲的
，If this is true, really true according to what Jesus said,
那耶稣基督是今天宇宙的主人。
Then Jesus.Christ is the Lord of today's universe.
这是什么意思?
What does it mean?
这也很深的意思。
That's a very deep meaning.
这表示他对每一个政府。
That means for every government.
美国、中国、台湾，他都有权管理。
So America, China, Taiwan, he has all the authority to control them.
他对世界上所有的军队，他都有权柄。
For all the army of the world, he has authority.
他对工业界和商业界。
For industry and business.
包括 Dow Jones,
including Dow Jones,
包括 Nasdaq,
including Nasdaq,
包括 S&P 500,
including S&P 500,
包括你的 mutual fund,
including your mutual fund,
他都有权柄,
he has authority.
这表示他对科学、医学、工程他有权柄。
So he has authority over medicine, over engineering, over science.
这表示他对运动都有权柄。
Over athletic activities.
包括 Minnesota 的 Vikings,
including the Vikings.
我们的 Timberwolves,
our Timberwolves.
我们的 Twins,
our Twins.
以及包括上个礼拜的 North Carolina 的 basketball team,
including the basketball team from last week,
或者是 Michigan State 的 basketball team,
including Michigan State,
他都有权柄。
He has authority.
这包括他所有自然界的事情。
So this includes all nature phenomena.
洪水地震,
flood, earthquake,
火山爆炸,
explosion of the
龙卷风, 台风,
or you can have tornadoes and typhoons,
or global warming or global cooling, 它都有权柄。
Including both global warming or cooling.
但是最重要的,
but most important,
它对我们的每一个人生命有权柄。
He has authority over our lives,
包括我们的健康或疾病,
including our health or our illness,
包括我们成功或失败,
our successes and failures,
包括我们是活着或死亡,
whether we live or die.
我不晓得你今天的心情怎么样。
I don't know what's your situation today.
我不晓得你是不是接受了耶稣。
I don't know if you have accepted Jesus.
但是耶稣已经复活了。
But Jesus is risen.
如果耶稣真是宇宙的主啊,
if he is truly the Lord of the universe,
如果他真有天上地下所有的权柄的话,
if he truly has the all authority in heaven and on earth,
那么相信他跟从他,
if you believe in him and follow him,
是你生命中最重要及最紧急的事啊。
So it's the most important and most urgent thing to do.
我们看他给每个门徒的使命。
Let's look at his commandment to every disciple.
19节到20节。
Verse 19 and 20.
19节开始就所以啊。
At the very beginning, he says therefore.
表示说, 他把前面讲的这些东西他做个结论了。
That means he's going to make a conclusion of what he has said so far.
他开始解释的这个大使命的意义。
So he began to explain the meaning of the great command.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。做门徒是这句话里面的一个主要的动词。
Make disciples is the most important verb in this passage.
这个字根的意思根据马卡瑟牧师在你们节目单上面,
according the meaning of this root word, according to John MacArthur,
是指相信和学习,
the pointing to believe and study
and learn,
and learn.
两个都有,
have both,
不是相信而已,
not just believe,
也不是学习而已,
not just to learn,
是又相信又学习,
both believe and learn.
又学习又相信,
you learn and believe.
所以上下文的意思呢,
so within the context,
是指这些依靠耶稣基督,
it points to those who depend on Jesus Christ,
并且在生命中继续学习跟顺从的人,
and continue to learn to be obedient in their life.
弟兄姐妹你们看到一件事吗?
So did you see one thing here, brothers and sisters?
如果你是相信,你会顺从。
If you believe, you will be obedient.
如果你不顺从,是表示你没有相信。
If you don't obey, means you did not believe.
做门徒是大使命的中心。
So to make disciples is the center of the Great Commission.
但是如果你要使人做门徒,
if you want to make people to be disciples,
你自己需要先做门徒,
then you have to be a disciple first. So is that right?
你自己需要先学习去跟从。
So you have to first learn yourself to follow.
这有什么意义?
What does that mean?
对一些人来讲,
for some people,
你和你的先生或太太,
you and your wife or your husband,
需要增强你们婚姻的关系,
so need to enhance your marital relationship.
你们没有办法自己改变,
you cannot change yourself.
你们需要有人辅导你们,
you need have somebody to guide you.
你们俩的关系如果神评分的话, 大概是个 F,
Or if you get a grade, you will fail. You have an F.
神给你的评分如果不是 F 的话，可能是 C 或 B 啊。
God may give you a grade of C or B.
哦，你可能觉得我们其实很幸福啊。
Maybe you think you're very happy.
但是里面的情形，也许可以用下面这个例子来解释啊。
Maybe your situation can be described by the following example.
就好像说，你有一个这个11寸的黑白的电视啊。
So just like you have an 11-inch black and white TV.
哦，你看着你觉得很好啊。
But you look, it looks pretty good.
你不晓得还有一个34寸的 plasma 的电彩色电视。
You don't know there is actually a 36-inch plasma color TV.
你还不晓得那个声音可以 stereo 的。
You don't even know they can be on the stereo.
神要带给你的喜乐和满足啊，是个彩色的电视。
So the joy and satisfaction come from God is like a color TV.
也许对一些人来讲。
Maybe for someone.
你需要调整你对聚会的心态。
You need to change your attitude toward meetings, gatherings.
你现在的态度是我没有冲突才来。
Your attitude now is I will come when there's no conflict.
但我的儿女们稍微有点事情。
When my children have some commitment.
中文学校的活动。
For the activities of a Chinese school.
运动的活动。
Or a sport.
音乐的活动。
Or music.
我就不来了。
Then I don't come.
或者朋友一邀请我。
Or when my friends invite me.
我就不来了。
Then I don't come.
对我们其他一些人呢？
For others.
也许你需要改变你生命中的第一优先。
So you may need to change your priority in life.
不是你的工作。
It's not your work.
不是你的儿女。
It's not your children.
不是你的金钱。
It's not your money.
乃是与神的关系。
But it's your relationship with God.
对我们当中有一些人呢。
So you send some people in our midst.
你要悔改那个罪啊。
You need to repent your sin.
你知道那个罪啊。
You know that sin.
圣经也告诉了你。
The Bible already told you.
但是你硬着心呢。
But you continue.
你不肯悔改啊。
You are unwilling to repent.
你要使人做门徒啊。
If you want to make disciples,
你要自己先做门徒。
You have to be a disciple yourself.
你自己先过个又学习又顺从的生活。
So you need to live a life that you both learn and be obedient.
十九节到开始。
Beginning with verse 19.
耶稣告诉我们如何帮助别人做门徒。
Jesus tells us how to help other people to be disciples.
他告诉我们三件事。
There are three things.
这三件事有三个字代表。
There are three words represent these three things.
这三个字都是我们中文叫分词，英文叫 participle.
So those are three words are participle.
你知道什么是分词吗？
Do you know what is a participle?
是动词的后面加个 ing, 对吧？
So it's the verb form that includes ing at the end.
如果一个句子里面有动词又有分词。
If on a sentence there's a verb, there's a participle.
动词是主角啊。
So the verb is the main character.
分词是配角啊。
So the participle is the co-actor.
做门徒是中心啊。
So to be a disciple is the center.
去受浸跟教训是配角。
So going, baptizing and teaching is the second character.
我们先看去。
Let's go going.
当时的这边说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
So go therefore and make disciples.
当时的门徒真的去了。
They really did go.
他们在耶路撒冷。
They were in Jerusalem.
去犹太。
They went to Judea.
撒玛利亚。
Samaria.
加利利。
Galilee.
以及罗马帝国的四处传福音。
And all the places under the Roman Empire.
今天你要传福音容易多了。
Today it will be much easier for you to spread the gospel.
你不需要赶回国内。
You don't have to return to your country.
不需要去台湾。
You don't need to go to Taiwan.
也不用担心，你不需要去非洲啊。
You don't have to go to Africa.
也不需要去西伯利亚了。
You don't have to go to Siberia.
在你四周围就有需要耶稣复活的人。
Just in your surroundings, there are people who need the resurrected Jesus.
也许是你的朋友。
Maybe it's your friend.
也许是你的同事。
Maybe your coworker.
也许是你的亲人。
Maybe your relative.
你跟他在一起什么都谈。
You speak everything with him.
但是很奇怪的，这么多年来你就不谈耶稣基督。
But many years you have not talked about Jesus Christ.
给大家吃饭吃得很高兴。
But you have a good time eating.
三个钟头下来要走的时候还是没有谈到耶稣基督。
After 3 hours you haven't talked about Jesus Christ.
很多人上过传福音的课。
Many of you have studied evangelism.
我们的责任就是把耶稣复活的消息告诉人。
So our responsibility is tell people the news of Jesus' resurrection.
他要不要得救，什么时候得救，这是神的事情。
If he's going to be saved or when he's going to be saved,That's matter in God's hands.
我们的责任就是告诉说耶稣已经复活了。
But it's our responsibility to tell them that Jesus has resurrected.
第二个。
The second.
施洗。
Baptizing.
一个人得救以后。
Once a person is saved.
一个明显的顺服神的记号。
So there was an obvious mark being obedient to God.
就是在众人的面前受洗。
Is to be baptized in front of people.
这个记号是表明你与主同时同埋葬同复活。
So that represents you are dead with, that you're buried with and resurrected with God.
虽然受洗没有任何得救的功能。
Even though to be baptized has nothing to do with your saving.
虽然受洗不是你得救的证明。
Even though baptizing is not the proof of your being saved.
但受洗确实是耶稣的命令。
But baptism it is indeed Jesus' command.
我们看一处圣经节。
Let's look at one passage.
马可十六章十六节。
Mark 16:16.
很好记哈，十六章十六节。
Mark 16:16.
十六章十六节。
Mark 16:16.
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。我们看得很清楚，这个圣经也告诉我们。
It clearly this passage tells us,
得救不得救不在于受洗不受洗啊。
To be saved or not doesn't depend on whether you are baptized.
而在于你信和不信。
But it depends on your belief or unbelief.
而在于你是不是顺从耶稣和不顺从耶稣。
It depends if you're obedient to Jesus or not.
一个不信的。
For unbeliever.
或口里面说耶稣是主人，但不顺从他的人。
He may say Jesus is Lord, but he doesn't believe it.
尽管他有外在受洗的仪式。
Even though he has the external...ceremony of a baptism.
这个受洗救不了他。
But the baptism cannot save him.
也没有任何属灵的意义啊。
It has no spiritual meaning.
第三个动作分词是教训教导。
So the third is teaching.
二十节说凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。耶稣所讲的一切话。
All the things Jesus said.
记载在哪里？
Where was it recorded?
在这本圣经里面。
In this Bible.
好，弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们对圣经真的是要多念呢。
We need to read the Bible quite often.
多听呢。
Listen more.
多背啊。
Memorize more.
多研究了。
And study more.
如果你肯将你在工作上的精神。
If you can use the spirit in your work.
不要百分之百。
You don't have 100%.
10%.
Just 10%.
把那种精神用在研读圣经上。
If you use that 10% on studying the Bible,
我保证你过了一阵子。
I guarantee you after a while,
你会发现。
You will discover.
对啊，怎么圣经这么宝贝啊？
Oh, how come the Bible is so precious?
啊，这么多的真理，以前我什么都没有看见。
So many truths I've never seen it.
这么对我好处我都不晓得。
And even the benefits I don't know.
但是耶稣在这里讲
But Jesus says here,
这些学习的目的是要他们遵守啊。
So the purpose for teaching is teach them to obey.
可见不管我们是不是个人读经呢
It doesn't matter whether your own study,
小组查经呢
or group Bible study,
我们去参加个退休会啊
we go to a retreat,
或来参加主日崇拜
or come to Sunday worship.
我们的目的不是要获得上圣经上的知识。
The purpose is not to obtain knowledge from the Bible.
让我们的头变得越来越大。
So our head gets bigger and bigger.
而是让我们的生命被改变，因为我们遵守它。
Is to change our life because we are obedient to Him.
多少时候我注意到
？I've paid attention to.
在我们查经的时候
，When we study the Bible.
我们问的问题常常只是圣经说什么。
The question that we ask is what the Bible says.
这句话的意思是什么?
What's the meaning of this?
怎么解释?
But how do you explain?
这个是很要紧,
this is important. But we cannot just stay there.
我们要问的问题啊,
the question we have to ask.
圣经上的这句话,
this verse on the Bible.
今天对我讲什么?
What is saying to me today?
不要去说这句话对王弟兄、李姐妹说什么。
It doesn't matter which they say to the other people.
不要说这句话对我的丈夫、对我的太太说什么。
It doesn't matter what they tell my wife or tell my husband.
乃是这句话今天对我说什么。
But what does this verse say to me today?
我什么地方需要改变?
Where do I need to change?
因为这句话,
because of this verse.
是不是有些罪我需要承认?
Has there any sins I must admit?
因为这句话,
because of this word,
是不是一些好榜样我可以学习啊?
Is there a good example for me to learn?
因为这句话,
because of this word,
是不是一些应许我可以支取啊?
Are there any promise I can claim?
平安的应许,
it's a promise of peace,
喜乐的应许,
promise of joy,
有盼望的应许,
promise of hope,
我可以去支取啊?
I can claim.
是不是因为这句话,
is that because this verse?
有哪些主的命令我应该遵守?
Are there any commands of the Lord I need to obey?
我知道很难啊。
I know it's hard.
我知道我的生命生活方式需要改变。
I know my lifestyle has to change.
但是如果我不遵守的话,
but if I do not obey,
不但我没有得到好处啊,
not only I didn't get the benefit,
我是继续的犯罪,
I'm continuing to sin.
有没有呢? 因为这句话,
is that because of this verse?
有没有哪一位圣经上的人物啊? 他们所犯的错误我可以避免。
Is there any mistakes of Bible character I need to avoid?
弟兄姐妹,
the brothers and sisters,
只有这样的决心跟实行啊,
only such kind of a decision and learning,
叫做遵守神的话语,
is called obedience to God's word.
不然的话,
otherwise,
你只在教会里面,
even though you're in the church,
参加一个学术讨论会而已,
you just participated in some kind of discussion.
20节, 后半边,
second half of verse 20.
我就差你们同在直到世界的末了。 在所有的英文版本，这句话前面都有个end这个字。
In all English translations, there's the word end in this.
希腊英文圣经也是有个开这个字，这个字可以翻成and，并且，或者翻成之后。
So this end can mean and or afterwards.
耶稣是说啊,
yes, Jesus saying,
如果你做我上面所讲的,
if you do what I said in above,
你们又学习又顺从,
so you learn and be obedient,
我就差与你们同在直到世界的末了,
I will be with you always until the end of
the world. 他会给你足够的能力去做,
he will give you enough ability to do it.
今天我们看到主已复活了,
today we see the God, our Lord is risen.
这个真理对每一个人都有关系,
so this truth is important to each one of us.
如果你还不认识神,
if you still do not know God,
耶稣已复活,
Christ is risen.
那证明审判会来,
it proves that judgment is coming.
他有一天要来审判一切的活人跟死人,
one day he's going to come and will judge all the living and the dead.
如果有人的名字没有记在生命册上,
if your name is not on the book of life,
他就会被扔在火湖里,
you will be thrown into the fiery lake.
请你不要相信一些耶稣没有复活的谎言,
so don't believe all the lies about Jesus not,
这是人编造出来的,
that people made up.
我请你就悔改跟相信他,
so I ask you to repent and believe in him.
我请你今天就做这个决定,
I ask you just make the decision today.
因为你不会得到一个更好的 deal,
because there's no better deal than this.
并且时间也不在你的控制当中,
and time is not under your control.
你需要就是悔改跟相信他,
you need to repent and believe in him.
如果你已经悔改跟相信,
if you have already repented and believed,
那这是个伟大的日子,
so this is a great day,
这是个喜乐的日子,
it's a day of joy.
不然我们所信的便是枉然的,
otherwise our faith will be in vain.
并且啊,
and
有一天我们要像耶稣一样,
One day we will be just like Jesus.
有那个荣耀的身体,
we'll have that glorious body.
有那个不朽坏的身体,
and the imperishable body.
在我们等候的时候,
it's while we are waiting.
他要我们做一件事情,
he wants us to do one thing.
我们做门徒,
to make disciples.
我们帮助别人也做门徒,
ask us to be a disciple.
这样当主再来的时候,
that when, Jesus, when the Lord comes again,
他会对你说对我说,
he will say to you and say to me,
你这又良善又忠心的仆人,
you good and faithful servant,
可以进来享受你主人的快乐,
you may and come and enjoy the joy of your master. Let us pray.
天父我们满心的赞美感谢你,
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you with all.
因为你复活了,
because you are risen.
你战胜死亡的权势,
you have triumphed over the death.
你打破死亡的毒钩,
you have broken the sin of death.
你证明你是神,
you prove that you are God.
你证明你讲的话一定会兑现,
you prove all your words will be fulfilled.
让我们喜乐等待,
so let us wait in joy.
因为有一天我们要再见你,
one day we shall see you again.
我们这样祷告, 感谢,
we pray and give thanks.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.